For you to get in, and then we can have our last session. Then I'll pray for you. All right. Settle down, settle down, settle down. Please come. Those at the back, please come. Seven things you must not stir up. Seven things you must not stir up. That's my last message as I leave you in Takoradi. Acts chapter 13 and verse 50. Acts 13 verse 50. 50. But the Jews stirred up devout men, devout and honorable women, and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coast. But the Jews stirred up the devout men. 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 25. 1 Kings 21, verse 25. I quoted this scripture early on. That, but there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of God, whom Jezebel, who is pushing something and is creating a noise. Who is that? Whom Jezebel, his wife, stirred up. Now, all throughout the Bible, we can see that people were stirred up to do good things and others were stirred up to do bad things. An example is Jezebel, who stirred up King Ahab to do wicked things. All of us sitting down here, we have the tendency to do bad things. So anytime you see something in someone, okay, it should be your primary aim to know that what is in that person can affect you. All right? Now, many years ago, children were dying of a lot of diseases. So we had something we called the cis child killerhood diseases. We have whooping cough. We had tuberculosis. We have tetanus. We have what else? Poliomyelitis. We have measles. How many have I mentioned? Five. And then last one is what? And then asthma. And so WHO, World Health Organization, all right, they extended immunization against that. And most children were saved. So now about 70% of children don't die from such diseases again. All right. But you should know that if you have a child and the child has died from this thing, hey, it can also affect you. Now, there are some diseases that runs in families. You should know that if your father has a certain condition, it's possible you can also have it. If there's diabetes that runs in the family, it's possible that you can also get it. All right? So you should tell yourself that if you see a certain trait is somebody in the Bible. We started looking at people. So I'm about to mention certain things that those tendencies are in us. Don't stir them up because it will worry you. We have not been created entirely to be good. When Adam and Eve sinned, the tendency to do bad is in everybody. You notice that nobody taught you how to steal. But some way, somehow, you know how to steal. There is nobody here that you went to school and the teacher said, "Today, I am teaching you 8 effective ways to steal." It has never happened before. But all of us know how to steal, and all of us know how to lie. All of us, including those in I Church and K Church. So you should know that to do bad is in us, and to do good is also in us. So much as you are expected to stir up good things, you should also know about certain bad things that are age-related and are synonymous with young people. And you must know about them, and you must not stir it up in you. Otherwise, it will worry your life, and it will worry your walk with God, and it will worry your Christianity, and it will worry your future. Clap for Jesus. Yeah. Tell yourself that these things I'm about to mention, when you see them, you will suppress them. You will suppress it. You shouldn't allow it to take hold of your life, because people didn't take notice of them, and they allow it to spoil their lives. I showed you about King Josiah at the age of 8. And Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 25, verse 23, he said that there was none unto like him. There was no king like Josiah, and there was no king after him, because he did what was right in the sight of God. It is not that Josiah didn't meet these things, but he has decided that I will stay resolute, and then I will serve God till I die. Number one, don't stir up idolatry. Idolatry. Don't stir up idolatry. Acts chapter 17 and verse 16. Idol worship. Don't stir it up. Every one of you have a tendency to serve idols. I'm not talking about something very important. Look at it. He said, while Paul waited for them at Antioch, his spirit was stirred up in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Give me 1 John chapter 5, verse 21. Paul saw a city, and that city, they were worshiping idols. And Paul's spirit was stirred up in him. Yeah. Look at 1 John 5, 2. He said, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols." Listen, all of you sitting down here, the tendency to worship idol is in you. Yes. You think the idol is that one that people worship and bow down. Your mobile phone is an idol. An idol is anything that takes the place of God in your heart. Anything. It can be your parents. Some of you idolize your parents. You idolize a certain musician. Anything that takes the place of God in your heart is called an idol. And John is saying that, little children, keep yourselves from this idol. Don't stir up idol. You see, because you can stir up idol worship to the extent that you don't care about anything again. Yeah. Don't you know that you spend more time on your mobile phone than you spend your time with the Bible? I don't need you to say it's true. I know.
Don't stir up idolatry. Idol worship.
Oh, Reverend, even our house, there's no place to put idols.
Another idol that you don't know it exists is television. Yeah. You can watch that television. It's like every day you have to pour libation to it. The libation you are pouring is to go and sit and watch it. You can watch, some of you, you can watch TV to the extent that you forget you haven't eaten. You'll be there. Your mother will shout, or bar their cooking. Instead of you to go to the kitchen and go and help the cooking, you know, go. You say you are watching something. And you wait and they'll cook. Even when they are calling you to come and eat the food you didn't cook, cry, no. You don't even want to stand up and come. And mommy and the sister, they'll be fighting over the remote. This example, they will be saying it till somebody bring another issue, then we'll stop. Yeah. Idolatry. Young people are prone to idol worship. Young people, I'm telling you, young people can worship. Some of it's a storybook. Storybook. You will read that book in the name of you to improve your English. Yeah. Anything that takes the place of God in your heart.
I didn't hire Shisa. Mutiana muti tam by heart by heart.
I said one bottles, one chair. Stand up. Hey, this one, stand up. Go and look for a chair and sit down. One bottles, one chair. Chama, stand up and go and get a chair there and sit. If I come and I see that you are more than the chair. You see what? Obia, one bottles, one chair. Hurry up. My squeezy moon to say we don't have chairs. Look at plenty of chairs in the church. One bottles, one chair. You, that group, I'm coming to that area. If you are more than the chair, you better stand up and go and look for a chair. Idol worship. May the Lord deliver you from idol worship. There should be nothing that takes the place of God in your heart. Yeah. Some of you, when you grow up small, you start getting boyfriend. Your beloved can take the place of God in your heart. Hey, there are some boys, when you are dating them, it's not easy. You don't become a Christian again. There are some girls, boys, there are some girls, when you are dating them, it's not easy. And I don't have time for me. You have the time for you. We are why? And I don't check up on me. And I don't call me. And I don't give me attention. Yeah, my attention, bang. Attention, bang. Don't give me attention. Master, we are here. We are doing a lot of things. Oh, and you want to be my attention. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Little children. John was not talking to adults. Little children, because your heart can be captivated by idols. Mobile phone, television, storybooks, anything, friendship, anything can captivate your heart and spoil you. And that thing can become an idol. Don't stir it up. Don't. Check your life. Is there something you love more than God? Stop it. Is there anything you love more than God? Be careful. If there is something you love more than God, be careful. Be careful. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Don't stir up idol worship. Never. Not once. Look, if the mobile phone they gave you is taking more of your time, don't use it. You can be on social media for 2 hours. Some of you, as you come to church and we are preaching, you are playing games. Game has become an idol. Game has become an idol. Yeah.
Some of you, it's food, though. It's food. Hey, when you see food, then your body is shaking like this. You don't know what to do to yourself. You don't know what to do to yourself. Anything can become an idol in your life. Anything. Anything. So he said, little children, keep yourselves. Keep your, and this thing, see, nobody will keep it for you. You yourself, you must keep yourself. Keep yourselves from idols. Some of you, it's music. Music from your favorite worldly musician. Hey, unless you have not heard his voice. Like this, something is doing you. All of you here, you have some favorite worldly musician. Hey, yesterday when we closed and I went to my hotel, I think they were doing live band. As I was in the cafeteria, I was eating. Then I heard them. They started playing some song. Boom, boom. Pam. I said, hey, Rade. Mo pese me shasi wo takrade mo boa. Mo boa. Pam 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 pam. And I said, me, I'm eating yam. I'll continue eating the yam. I won't stand up and dance. Otherwise, music can become an idol. Worldly music. It can. If we take your phones, some of you, pornography can become an idol. Pornography. Pornography. I say, hey, shut up and listen to what I'm saying. Pornography. Two people are in America and they are acting pornography. Utitakrade and your penis have become hard. Shame on you. There are children here, but I know it's a children's conference. Who now your penny? Sorry, Freya. We are a center leader, Freya. You don't know. I know what I'm doing. Yeah, pornography. You don't. Hey, sit up. You have come for conference. This is a real conference. The one your parents do is not called conference. This is a real conference. But you guys, I'm excited the way you have comported yourself, pal. Clap for yourself. And like that be children, like, oh. It was just these two boys who spoil your record. Next year, they shouldn't come for the conference. Next year, when they register, I will give their money back to them. And Mamun Bahasi. Don't let anything take your heart away from God. You see, because as you keep serving the Lord, the devil would like to bring something to distract you. The devil brings something. Some of you, at a certain stage of your life, God, the devil is going to bring a fair girl or bakoko to confuse you. And some of you girls, the devil is going to bring a tall boy with pink lips. And with a baritone voice, I love you, baby. Hey! Catch you on your sea. So as we are in the choir, cry, and we say, come and lead. Pray, come and lead worship. As you are leading worship, I've seen the boy, you know. Meadow, namasuye, meadow. Sing to God, though. You are singing to the meadow. Namasuye, midi makuma, ninyina meadow, unauye, mikwa. We thought you are singing to God, though, but you are singing to the Lord. Famiye, niya upeo.
Yesi. Hey. Yen fa wo ye dia ye pe. Hey. The devil will bring somebody to distract you, but he will not succeed. The devil will bring you fair, colored, copper, colored girl with a dimple. Hey! Ha, 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 ha. But that's the type of girl I married. My wife is fair, copper colored with two dimples. Fair girl, yeah. I told you, oh my God. Oh my God. You have started feeling emotional. No, black is beautiful. Mon dear. As Antoine, black is beautiful. Uh-huh. But we like color. We like primary colors. We don't want secondary color. We don't want color that we have to mix two colors to get. Mm-mm. We want one color. One district, one factory. One bottles, one chair. One mosquito coil. One student, one laptop. Yeah. One teacher, one school. Hey! Move to the left in the name of Jesus. They are going home. You come from far. But me too, I'm coming from far. Catch around me and see. No problem. We are here. Clap for them. They did well. Next day, we'll have a camp. Camp there, you'll not be able to. So please, those at the back, fill the thing properly. Fill it properly. So ashes, please help them. Let them fill up properly. I'm even about to close. Number two. Ashes, please help them and let's balance the equation. Number two. Sit down. Quickly. But they are from far. I'm going to Accra. When I close, I'm going to Accra. But tomorrow I have to do church. Number two. Don't stir up foolishness. Because you see, the tendency to be foolish is in you. The tendency to behave in a foolish way is in you. Look at this scripture in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15. Don't stir it up. Don't be a foolish girl. Don't be a foolish boy. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. Quickly. Proverbs 22, 15. Sorry. 22, 15. Quick, please. Please, when we balance the equation, it's okay. Then we sit down. Okay? We'll be closing very soon. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. How many of you believe that there's an amount of foolishness in you? There's an amount of foolishness. Yes. This scripture is just telling us. Hey. Don't stir up foolishness. Don't be a fool. Listen to advice. One way to clear the foolishness out of your life is, number one, to listen to advice. And number two, to allow yourself to be beaten. He said, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Don't stir up foolishness. Don't take foolish decisions. Sometimes, you see, when you grow small and you meet some boy, you can't. Who sees that boy? It's a foolish decision you have taken. One person who took a foolish decision in the Bible was the prodigal son. He went to tell the father that, I can see you are not dying right now. So please, divide your property and give me the portion that falleth to me. They advised him. He said he will not collect it. They divided and gave him his substance. And Bible said that he wasted his substance with riotous living. He was living with prostitute. He ended up eating with pigs. When we advise to collect it, don't stir up foolishness. Rejecting an advice is equivalent to stirring up foolishness in your life. When we tell you to go to school, don't go and be in the man's room. When we tell you to learn hard, when you go to school, learn hard. Don't be interested in nicknames. Some of you school now will call you nickname kwane here. Miss call, yo. Gunshot, yo. I have a senior, his nickname was Side Mirror. I said, I didn't cry. Side Gunshot, your nickname is Gunshot. How? He's happy in the school. He's interested in nicknames. Fans. Yeah. I honestly pray for you that you understand what we are doing. Don't stir up foolishness. Young people are bound to be. He said, not many days after, the younger son, is always the young people that there's foolishness in them. The younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. Sometimes because you don't want to be advised, you have to move to a far place that we can't reach you. Say, oh, aha, you better baho. To come and talk to you. But because you don't want us to talk to you, you've gone to a far country. He wasted his substance with riotous living. Yeah. Don't step. Let this girl sit well. She sit well before I change my name to Stephanie. Hey. Emanuela, I think it will, Emanuela will help me.
I said them so for no near kuma kra
and this is now said baby I me do the mini akuma we are me butu abut touch my heart and cool me down sister am I high. Yeah. Don't stir up foolishness. You have the tendency to be foolish. You have the tendency to misbehave. Some of you can misbehave. Your misbehavior is top notch. When you are misbehaving, nobody can advise you. Yeah, stop on academy and you even pride yourself that shame. I'm in bush. Schooling, I stop on guys. I stop on girls for class. Hey, sir, then we are stubborn, sir. And found because she who say what brabo keke. Don't stir up foolishness. Never stir up foolishness. Never stay. When you see foolishness is arising, kill it. Bring it under subjection. Drop it. Don't be foolish. How do you stand up to tell your father to divide his property and give you some? Who says ni papa so or ni African man? A manoni type of fathers. Now Bible said he divided. Go to verse 12. That verse 12 crowd there, Shamu Bufo Krampo. Look at what verse 12 is saying. Quick, verse 12. He said, and the younger son said to his father, give me the portion of Buddha. And then look at it, and he divided unto them his living. As I'm sitting here, my son will come and tell me I should divide. Hey, divide, man. Do you know how I had the things I had? I don't think my son can come and tell him that he wants I should divide my property and give him some because I'm not dying. I dream Boni Ben won it. His property says saying. He said they give me the goose that falleth to me. It's a slap that falleth to you. Slap will fall to you. What about them? And then Papa so on tunu for and he divided. No, and Papa can't. And I said, Jude, who sued Jude? As a child, you must allow your father to beat you when you misbehave. Yeah, allow your father to beat you. Some of you, you stay in two homes. So when you misbehave, then you run to another house. Well, your father and your mother, they don't stay together. So when you misbehave here and they say, then you run here. When you go here and you go and misbehave here, then you run here. No! The foolishness will build up in you. And you grow up becoming an old man who is a fool. Don't let foolishness build up in you. Allow the foolishness to go out of you. And one way for the foolishness to go out is beating. Beating, like they must slap you. If you are here and they've never slapped you before, what say? Yeah, there's this slap that they slap you and then you feel the sound here. Whine. Who said suddenly, why steady? Oh, nyama clear, clear. Ha. Ebasana, the brain has reset. We are resetting the economy. Now I reset. They've never beaten you before. Last time you went to school, they beat you at school. Your mother wore jeans and went to face Sir Simon. Ah! You came to report in the house. What? Number three. Don't stir up disobedience. Everybody say disobedience. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. If any time you hear this scripture saying, know that it is difficult for children to obey their parents. That is why it is a commandment. Children, don't stir up foolishness. Don't stir up disobedience. You can disobey, send it to school. Go and disobey headmaster, disobey your class teacher, disobey adult, disobey everybody. Don't stir it up. Don't let people refer to you as a disobedient child. Even a sorry cry when you come to church, you don't obey anybody. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. In the Lord, your parents. We are not saying obey Eugenia's parents. We say obey your parents. Yeah. Children have the tendency not to obey. Children have the tendency to disobey. And let me tell you, disobedience is an evil spirit. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2. Disobedience is actually an evil spirit that enters children and make children misbehave and make children to disobey authority. Have you gotten Ephesians 2:2? He said, wherein in time past ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Anytime you see disobedience, children are attached to that word. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. We are all prone to disobedience. Don't stir it up. It is one of the things you must kill. When you notice that, I am becoming disobedient, then you kill it. Yeah, you promise yourself that I will not disobey any adult. Obey your parents in the Lord. Your mother saying you, then you throw your hands in the air. Oh, fioko. Some of you can actually stand and exchange words with your mother. What? Who born dog? Dog born dog. Hey! I see you exchanging words with your mother. I had a church member in my church many years ago. It's a true story. Not they told me, I saw it. We closed from church and the girl was going home. When she got home, she noticed that their door was locked. So she called the brother and told the brother that, oh, daddy has locked the door. Then the brother, gi-gi-gi-gi-gi-gi-gi. Before we saw, the father was coming from the other side. And the father was drunk. Then the boy, hey, down now, sit there, you know. Small boy, down now, sit there, you know. When he got to where the father was, then he slapped their father. When he slapped their father said, Kobi, what about my son? Wait, child, I don't want to tell you what is happening to Kobi right now. Why do you want to disobey? Your father talk, you talk back. Because when you are going to bath, you notice that some small hair has come here. Foolish boy! You are a silly girl! One of the things that make you disobey girls is when you start having sex early. Yes.
It's like medru. Any child who you see excessively disobedient, he's having sex. Boys are liking him and they are just sleeping with that child. Yeah. Don't stir it up. We are training you not to disturb disobedience in your life. This church, we are trained to honor the fathers and honor people ahead of us. Sometimes you come to church, your pastor will say something, you are not happy. But you don't even talk. Yes, Bishop. Yes, Bishop. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you. Sometimes you are not happy. It's not everything that the Bishop said that you are happy. Yes, Bishop. Thank you, please, Bishop. Yes, please, I've heard. Thank you. Then you leave. No, Bishop, who now sit there, no? Dabi, Bishop. Dabi, Asem no kan ye, who sit there? Yeah. We are trained to honor. We are trained to respect our pastors. That is why other people, when they see the honor we have in our church, they say we worship our pastors. We don't worship them. Since we came here, all the songs we have been singing, have you heard Bishop Dakiwad Mills' name inside?
And I'm the light also for they worship their pastors. We don't worship anybody.
The song we sang, did you hear Bishop Bedu's name inside? So which one is the worship? We only respect and we honor. Learn to respect. Don't stir up disobedience. It's an evil spirit. Girls, it's an evil spirit. Boys, it's an evil. The fact that you have seen pubic hair under your armpit, it doesn't mean you are grown. What is hair? What is hair? If you don't even shave it and it gathers with sweat, it will smell and you get body odor. You should be worried you have hair.
It looks like the pastor is getting angry.
Yes, I have to get angry when I'm preaching this one. Number what? Four. Number five. Don't stir up profanity. Don't stir up profanity. Aaron has children. And Aaron's children. Look at Numbers chapter 3, verse 1. And Aaron's children, Abihu and Nadab. He said, these also are the generation of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai. Two. And these are the names, the Aaron. He said, Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu and Eleazar and Itamar, I don't know who that guy is. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests which were anointed, whom consecrated to minister in the office. Verse 3. And Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered strange fire. Adab translation says profane. Strange fire. They died. He said, they died before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. They had no children. Profanity. Young people, the sons of Aaron, they are children of Aaron. They offered strange fire. Other translation says, when I say strange fire, you understand? So, profanity. Yeah. Stop pornography. Stop it. If you have it on your phone, delete it. If you are in the WhatsApp group that they drop the link and you follow, leave that group. Nobody will arrest you for leaving a WhatsApp group. You add me to even my WhatsApp, but I've done my WhatsApp that you can't add me to a group. You send me the link, I'll watch what it is and before I enter that group. Yes. You can't just add me like that. They were priests. They were in church. But they offered strange fires. These are sons of a pastor. So you that your father is a reverend, don't be jubilating. You're jubilating, my father is a reverend. Don't stir up profanity. You see, because your father covering is always over you, sometimes it makes you feel that you can do anything, but you can't do anything. Exodus chapter 2, verse 2. Bible said that when Moses was born and the parents saw that he was a goodly child, they hid him for 3 months.
We are hiding you. What we are doing here, we are hiding you until the day of your showing to Israel will appear. We are hiding you. We are hiding you. But there were sons of a pastor who said, go here. Who said, come to Exodus 2:2. I've quoted the scripture. Oh, you think I don't know my scriptures? You that you are in the control room, I've sacked you. Strange fire, profane. Young people are prone to profanity. Look, if you have been watching pornography, stop it. If you have been going to club, don't go again. You go to club. Men will come and pick you with cars at the age of 13. If you have been smoking, stop it. If you have been drinking beer, stop it. As you are sitting down here, you are dating your ICT teacher. Stop it. Hey, Reverend, can I prophesy? Can I prophesy? Harakaturabaya. Profanity. You go to class, you sit on boys' laps in the class. Oba, you go and sit on boys' laps. Are you okay? Is your brain working? Does the brain work? Boys are pressing your breast and you are just there. You are happy. Like they are just Eddie cry. What do you want? What are you looking for? What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Profanity. When you are talking to your friend, vulgar words, insult, like very bad words I can't say in the microphone. Why? Why? Are you not a church girl? Are you not a church boy? Why? Why? We are training children to become goodly children, anointed children. What is sex? What is watching pornography? What is pornography? When you grow up, you know that sex is one of the overhyped things in the world. You see that the sex and one number what? 5. Don't stir up vileness. Vileness. Vile, vile, vile. Samuel had children. Samuel, Prophet Samuel. Go to 1 Samuel quickly, chapter 3 and verse 13. Samuel's children were vile. For I've told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile and he restrained them not. His sons, Phinehas and Nibra, they were vile. Bible said they were taking the meat. Where did they say they were even taking the meat, Kra? They would take the meat and sleep with the women in the church and take the offering. Pastor's children. Pastor's children. Because Eli, you see, when I was reading this thing, I told myself that the same house that this Hobson and Finney has, they were in the same house with Samuel. But Samuel didn't become bad like them. Yes, they were in the same house. They were vile. And Bible said their father knows about it. Me, Mondi, I don't care who your father is. As long as you are a child, when you misbehave, and I see. They were vile. They don't respect anything. If this quality of vileness can be found in the sons of a pastor, then it can also be found in you. Don't stir it up. They were stealing offerings. Some of you steal money. As I'm talking, you are a thief. You are here. When your parents put money down, you steal it. Stop it. No, stop it. Stop the stealing. Stop the stealing. Don't be vile. And he said that
He said, and their father, he didn't restrain them. He didn't stop them, even though he knows about. And this is what that God was angry. Don't stir up vileness. Don't stir. What is vileness? Look for the meaning of vileness. Vile, to be vile. What does it mean? Maybe let's learn a new word. Hey, some people are going to AI. No problem. Go there. AI will help us. No. Read it. Morally. Despicable. They don't understand despicable. AI is saying what? You don't have data. Okay. Vile. When we say somebody is vile, what does it mean? You are not moral. Do you understand? You are not what? Moral. Something that is utterly bad. Disgusting. It's like your level of badness is top notch. The whole school, they know you are very stubborn. Unpleasant. When we see you, you are a repellent. Nobody wants you closer. You are too bad. You are an evil person. You can give bad advice to your friends. And Hophni and Phinehas, they were like that. And their father knows about it. He didn't stop them. Number six. Dishonesty. Another pastor's child. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 8. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 1. And it came to pass when Samuel was old, Samuel that stayed in the same house with Phinehas, the name Brano. Today he has become a father, and his son called Joel. When he was old, he made his son judges over Israel. Verse 2. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of the second Abia, and they were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but they turned aside after lucre and took bribes and perverted judgment. What is happening to pastors' children? What is happening? Aaron's children, they didn't make it. Eli's children, they didn't make it. Now Samuel too, his children, Bible said they were vile. They were after lucre. Change the translation. Change the version. Maybe lucre, no, you think, say, I'm talking about metal. Joel and Abijah, his eldest son, held court in Beersheba, but they were not like their father. For they were greedy for money. They accepted bribes and they perverted justice. They love money, greedy for money. Pastor's children. You the Monday, I thank God that your parents don't bring the offering to the house. Hey! Come be via scano. Yeah. The perverted judgment. Look at another one. He said, his son, however, did not walk in his way, but they turned aside after dishonest gain and took bribes and perverted justice. God is delivering us. Anything you find in another child, know that you are not far from it. Yeah. That's why sometimes, if that's why sometimes when people die, they ask that, what killed him? Recently, somebody died there. I went to the hospital myself. I said, please, check me. Check me. I beg, check me. When my daughter was born and I got to the hospital, I think after some days, she had neonatal jaundice. Then I took her to the hospital. When we got there, then I heard, emergency. There was a 9-year-old boy lying down on one of the beds over there. Emergency, all the doctors were going there. Eja, and I'm so me call. Look, within 5 minutes, we're trying to bring the boy back to life. He died. 9-year-old boy, a Muslim. And the mother was pregnant outside and she was crying. So after that, I asked the doctor that, why did he die? And then they were explaining the thing to me. And I said, hey, you won't believe it. After 15 minutes, the same bed that the boy died on it, they cleaned the bed. Then another child came. they admitted him and was lying on that same bed. Onukwadi oba you know the tablet by. Now we're crossing in nine now, all ball games. Let me see, 15 minutes ago, you don't even know what happened on this bed. I can't doubt. Yeah. Anything you see in one child, know that it can be you. So these are children of pastors. I'm saying that if they are pastors' children, you, that your father is not a pastor, where do you stand a chance? This honest gain, they took bribes. One of the things that can spoil you quickly as a child is money. Money can spoil you. Hey. The only thing in the Bible that was used to compare with God was not Satan, it was money. He said, you cannot serve both God and mammon. Money. Opposite of God is not Satan. Money is one of the things that can destroy you quickly. Number last. I'll close with the last one. Yeah. The next thing that you shouldn't stir up in your life is anger. Everybody say anger. Say anger. Yeah. Anger is in all of you. One day Jacob called his sons. Jacob too. He called his sons. Genesis 49 verse 5. He called his sons. And he said, come and I'll tell you what shall befall you in the last days. Then he got to two of his children. He said, Simon and Levi are brethren. Instrument of cruelty in their habitation. 6. Simon 6. Oh my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. My honor, be thou not united. For in their anger, they slew a man. And in their self-will, they dig down a wall. In their anger. Some of you, when you are angry, nobody can control you. It doesn't matter where you are, you remove your shirt. You're about to fight. Listen, when we see you, we should see you as people who are children of Bishop Dark Hayward Mills. We carry ourselves with dignity. Look, even when we are angry, you see, there should be somebody in your life that when you are angry and the person said, it's okay, you'll be okay. But you, they don't respect any. Let me give you last tip as I'm about to close. When you grow up and you are going to get married, it will save your life. Maybe today you don't need it, but you need it tomorrow. When you're about to get married, one of the things you find out is that who can talk to this guy to listen? Or who can talk to this girl to listen? Yeah. If there is nobody who can talk to this boy, don't marry him. Because you get to a point that things will be tough. And I'm going to tell Bishop, only Bishop, if your husband get to that point, awareno, I say, yeah, there should be somebody that this guy is shy of. When the person said, don't do it, the person will just be calm. Yeah. Or there should be somebody that can talk to this girl. Me, there's somebody, if the person calls me, then I'll call my wife. Have you spoken to this person right now? Have you reported me already? Yeah. Should be somebody like that. There must be somebody you are afraid of. There must be somebody you are shy of. There is nobody. As for you, your heart has come. What is your heart has come? Bible said that anger rests in the bosom of fools. Which one is your heart has come? Don't stir up anger in you. What is the first thing you must not stir up? I'm closing. Number one is what? Oh, why are you not talking? Oh, I should just take. Number one is what? Idolatry. Don't do anything idol. Young, he said, little children, keep yourself from idols. 1 John chapter 5, verse 21. Keep yourself from idols. Number two, foolishness. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15. It's in all of you. Foolishness is in all of you. Foolishness is bound to the heart of a child. This is the child's heart. This is foolishness. You put super glue here, you bring it together. So I hear foolishness. It's the prodigal son who went to ask for his portion. It's not the elder brother. It's this foolish young boy. He went to ask for it. Number three,
Disobedience. And I told that disobedience is a bad spirit. It's an evil spirit. Ephesians 2:2. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Don't stir up disobedience. Don't disobey your parents. Next one. And then transportation. Profanity. Profane. Your class, you are noted for speaking profane words. Your class. So when you tell them you sing at church, God, they are surprised. That's why when you invite them to church, they don't want to come. Next one. Oh, Munka said, Adam, wait for me. Maybe I'll come with you. Vileness. Vile. Vile. Next one. Dishonesty. Listen, listen. In all your life, tell the truth. Including when they're about to kill you, tell the truth. Yes. If you are the one who did something, they ask, who did this? I'm the one. Now do fetch water, put soap inside, put your hand on it. Plenty things. Why? Tell the truth. This thing, I did it. What you do? I did it. What's the next one? Anger. Don't stir up anger. You must have a sweet spirit. And you must have a nice spirit. You'll be a person that people would like to be around you. Clap for Jesus and stand to your feet. And lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Everybody, nobody should move. I'm about to pray for all of you. Nobody should move. Lift up your hands. If you took envelope yesterday, come bring it here. Come and put it on the stage here and go back to your, go back and stand. Yes, put it here. Just put it on the stage. Anywhere on the stage. Anywhere on the stage. God bless you. Yes. Karabasa. And lift up your hands. Kebaza kabrando. Bariabasa taba kaba. Yes. Yes.